Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard are here, and I'm excited that they are. You guys doing all right?
Good to be here and doing well.
Glad to be here.
I want to mention, you know, we'll be here another couple hours in the studio. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Don't hesitate to call. The last time I was on with you guys, it was September 25th, and it was the day that Bill Cosby was going to be sentenced. And I don't know what the sentence was, but I remember walking by something and it said that that was the day that he was going to be sentenced. And I was just thinking, all it would have taken to change his whole life, like 20 years ago, go to every man's battle. If he had done that, who knows?
I was thinking the same thing, Steve.
What would happen?
I know.
Recently, one of the major Christian leaders, modern Christian leaders, fell or is under investigation, and all this kind of stuff. And here again, I just thought, wow, 48 hours would have changed his legacy forever. That particular person is one of the people that had one of these pure gold articles in every man's Bible. I was at the publisher. We have to take him out because of what happened. And it's so tragic. And so maybe nobody knows who you are, or only the people you love know who you are. You're not famous like these people, so we don't know about you. But you're just like them. All it would take, 48 hours, and you'd change everything. You know, even people that that are, you know, guilty of some pretty bad stuff, if you ever are prosecuted and you say, yeah, that was me 5 years ago, that was me, but I'm not that anymore, who knows what impact that could have. And, you know, in this whole Harvey Weinstein, Me Too, and all these people being accused, I've never heard anybody say, who was found guilty, yeah, I was that person. I made some changes. I'm not that person anymore. They just said, nah, it wasn't me. And then, of course, they were proven that it was. So it's a tragic thing that one weekend could change the course of history for you or someone you love. It's a powerful weekend. So I just want to encourage folks. We're doing Every Man's Battle on the 5th of October. That's the end of this week. That's Friday. You should come if you have a sexual integrity problem. What's that? I gave you a should? Absolutely. You should.
That's one of those where it's legitimate.
Run, don't walk.
Only time it's a, there's no shame with that should. And if you're married to somebody and you know this is not going well for him, and, well, it's only, or what? Now, hey, this guy, maybe you caught him. And he said, I'm going to read my Bible more and pray more. Really? Is that going to build his character? Is that what he needs? Doesn't he need men? Get help. Tell him to get help. And life will never, ever be the same. Also, this Saturday is our Life Recovery Conference. Dave and I are going to be right there along with some other great, great speakers. Chris is going to be there. And the folks from the church there. We've had Amanda on before. Really good. She was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you need a little boost in recovery, come. If you've never thought about 12 steps being something that you'd enjoy, come. And if you want to learn how to run a group, be confident with it. Please do. My wife, I mean, she just shakes her head. She runs these recovery groups at our church, and the women are just it's just amazing to see the changes. All of the groups we do there, they're called life recovery groups, women, men, whatever. You could do that at your church too. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Dave's co-author of Life Recovery Bible. Dave's late. I just heard somebody talking about your book, Smart Love. Sorry, I'm thinking about
which
fast
one
love.
Was that?
Fast
which one?
Love.
Fast
no,
love.
It wasn't Fast Love. It was Smart
Quick Love.
And they were saying, boy, it was
no.
So great. And so, you know, you don't even have to be smart to benefit from Smart Love. All right. And then
Dr. Jill
Hubbard.
It teaches you to be smart.
Yeah. Secrets Women
Keep. Smart
Key.
About emotions.
What's the latest book, Jill, for you?
Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers.
Yeah, there you go. And that's a great thing to start working on now. You might have it done by Father's Day and Mother's Day. We'd love that. All right, let's go to back to the phones, and how about we talk with Teresa, Columbus, Indiana, probably just a neighbor of mine. Hi, Teresa. How you doing?
Yes. Hi. Actually would love to come up to your church at some point and hear you teach. I've been there, or when I lived in Indy, I have visited that church years ago.
Well, the weekend of Thanksgiving, I'm preaching. I'm preaching the weekend of Thanksgiving. We're doing a series based on the TV series, This Is Us, and a different problem that's represented in that series. They gave me divorce, so the title of my message, trying to combine the divorce and Thanksgiving, thanks for nothing.
Okay.
So you're coming.
Okay.
How can we help you today? How can we help?
Well, I have been listening to your show. I appreciate it so much for
Thank
5 years now, and I attended Women in the Battle in March of 2014, and I'm still in contact with a lady who is in my group, and she's walked me through what I'm going through and what I'm currently going through. So 3 years into my marriage, about 6.5 years ago, I caught my husband with porn, and since then, he's been in and out of groups, in and out of counseling. As far as I know, he hasn't acted out with pornography, but there have been, you know, other things like Facebook searches and just hurtful behavior. But the biggest and the most recent is just I just recently caught him in our garage smoking pot. And he has been diagnosed with bipolar about 4 years ago, and he claims he is not. He stopped taking the meds only a few months after he had been diagnosed and put on medication for that. He's verbally, financially, emotionally, and psychologically abusive. I've listened to Sherry Keffer. I mean, he gaslights. He has meets many of those, the criteria of, I guess, a narcissist and someone who gaslights, and I could put more labels. But
yeah. So what's the question for us then? That sounds like a horrible situation.
Yeah. The question is, I'm just at the end of my rope. I I have been, you know, in 12-step programs and sober recovery, and I'm in my own counseling, and I feel like I've been, you know, screaming at the top of a mountain, like, what I need him to do, and I feel like I have a good picture of what's going on, and I guess my question is there, I guess I want to know that I've done everything possible. I mean, we've been in counseling, and we've had a number of different counselors, and I just don't think that he will hear it. He turns it around on me when I call him out on things and makes me the problem. You know?
Okay. So you ask the question if you've done everything. Why wouldn't you say to him, let's go to that marriage intensive and see if somehow they can help us get back together, closer, on the same team?
Yeah, and that's where our counselors at our current counselors have suggested an intensive, and he, I know he's looked into some, but he, of course, says they're all too expensive, which I know that we could, you know, I'm sure that's,
I think you have to do it a different way. I think in the presence of your counselor, you have to say, we need to go to this. And whatever it costs, we'll find a way to do without that money. But right now, honey, we're pretty separate here. And it's not just, you say, it's not just you, it's me. But if you're not willing to go, then it's all you. But we need to go do this, because if we don't do this, I don't think we have much of a future here. And a lot of people go there, and they don't think they have a future, and they end up having a really good marriage. And by the way, honey, I think that if you look at your life, you're really miserable. I think you're really struggling here. You're a guy that's not using pornography, and you're doing all this other stuff to try to bring some kind of comfort into your life, and it's just a mess. So let's go get some help together. And I've just seen people in that situation find hope and healing beyond anything they ever dreamed. And he becomes your biggest fan because you're the one that insisted. Yeah, we need to do this. Yeah. We have to. Well, so no, you haven't done everything until you've done that.
Well, the other part to add to that, perhaps, is the reminder that it's a lot less expensive than a divorce.
Yes, and I have said that.
It's a lot less expensive than the first time you ever talked to an attorney about a divorce. So.
Yeah,
that's really true. But I think for you, Teresa, it would be kind of a litmus test of, is there hope? Right?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and kind of this is like for you, maybe your last ditch effort of, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to give it my all. And if this doesn't make a dent, well, then you look at alternatives.
Okay. Okay.
Right. But be willing and be open for it to work.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Because we've seen some miracles happen.
Well, I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Sexual Addiction, and give you another level of understanding of this guy.
Well, what about with bipolar?
We got that too. We'll send you both, because we've got the other book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Bipolar Disorder. But this guy really needs some help, because it looks like he's just trying to self-medicate all these different ways.
That would be one last thing to say. You know, is he on medication for the bipolar, or is he just self-medicating?
Yeah.
And that would be an important piece, because if he's not on medication, you're really not going to be able to move forward.
Right.
No, because the manic takes over.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jane, Jackson, Mississippi, listens on Sirius XM, 12 o'clock, 1:31. On Sirius XM, 12 Central Time. How you doing?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm okay. I appreciate your show, and you communicate with compassion and truth, and I want to see if you can help me with how to approach and communicate with my son.
All right. Let's see what's going on.
Okay, he's 25. And he has basically lived at home with my husband and me since he graduated from college. He has had some roller coaster ride. He's been through inpatient rehab a couple of times, jail, sober homes. He's stumbled through some part-time jobs. In college, he had an alleged felony, so he's under deferred adjudication for that. And now he has a 40-hour-a-week job that he's actually suited for. He enjoys it, and I think he likes them and they like him. He's had it for a month now. He's on a more adult schedule, and he is basically respectful in the home. So he's made incredible progress. But whether the problem is a mental disorder and or an addiction, the problem is not going away, because he's not directly dealing with it right now. And things can be really good, but there's an occasional incident. And the last incident is kind of breaking my husband and me up, because my son was drunk at home, and I engaged him in, I kind of forced a conversation between he and my husband, and it got abusive. And I didn't stand up for my husband at the time, and I know we shouldn't talk to him when he's drunk or high, but we did. And it really hurt my husband, and so things have come to a head again, and it's like my husband is putting it on me to deal with it and get some direction going, or he's going to divorce me. And but after so that incident,
okay, so is the question, the question, what should you do? Mm-hmm. Is that the question?
Well, my son went to church with his girlfriend Sunday. They have been going. He seems like he had made some positive changes, and he was happy. He talked with his girlfriend, and she thought he was coming to recognize the truth. And then I had a soft talk with him yesterday. It wasn't strong enough.
Jane.
So I need to talk with him stronger.
Jane?
Yes.
How many meetings for recovery is your son going to a week?
Zero.
Okay, so Jane, you are very, very naive. A hard talk, a nice day with the girlfriend at church. Your son's an addict. Your son was drunk in your home. Your husband's going to divorce you over your son. Tell your son to leave. Tell your son, you leave. Oh, you don't want to leave? Then you get on your hands and knees and you apologize to my husband and you commit to going to 5AA or Narcotics Anonymous or some kind of recovery meeting a week until we start to see some kind of humility and recovery. Because I am done with being this naive, happy, pleasing woman that's letting you ruin my life, my home, and my marriage. So that's my advice to you. Jill, you have some maybe a softer approach.
Well, I actually kind of like what you're saying, Steve, because it sounds like, you know, we moms, like we have the pulse on our kids and we watch every up and down and we have a lot of hope because we want the best for them, right? So any little progress, we're hopeful. And so sometimes we're too close to the problem to see the bigger picture. I don't like it that your husband's putting it all on you. But I think, and I think communication between the two of you, I'm not sure why he's wanting to divorce you over this, although he may be kind of at wit's end and feels like you're not listening and you're not getting it.
More loyal to the son than the husband.
Right.
You've got to get to Al-Anon, Jane, and you got to do a couple meetings a week, because you're not going to be able to do what Steve said without having support and understanding of what you're dealing with. You're dealing with an addiction that's like an alien that's living in your son body and mm-hmm. responding to all kinds of things in ways that aren't what you expect. And occasionally you get a good response.
Yeah.
And you hold on to that thinking there's hope, but you've got to realize that as long as there's an addiction, there's you're not going to see
well,
what you want to see.
Well, an untreated addiction, really, you know?
Untreated addiction,
right. I mean,
yeah.
he's doing mm-hmm. well for a month, but that's...
Yeah, you want to keep him doing well. Unless he goes to meetings, he's not. He's going to blow this job, and it's going to be mm-hmm. their fault. It's not going to be his fault. And it's just going to accelerate the problems within the home. You've got to get help yourself, mm-hmm. because unless you understand what you're dealing with, you're going to ruin your marriage and you're yeah. ruin your family.
All right. I'm
okay.
Send her the...
I'm glad you called. Yeah, Dave?
Understanding and loving a person who is alcoholic or addicted.
Yeah. I just don't want to see your marriage go under by letting a guy with a lot of problems not grow and go mm-hmm. to meetings. And then you're always hoping for the best. You're always going to be disappointed. He needs to do the work. I'm really glad you called. 1-800-229-3000.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that mm-hmm. love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's mm-hmm. normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. So many folks are wonderful folks. And there are these different personality types that Mylon and Kay talk about and how we love. You ought to get that book, you know. And I was telling folks this when we did our last marriage conference, that I've identified myself as a people-pleasing avoidator, trying to combine all the types there into one. But, you know, there is a type of person. I've been one, where you just, you're a pleaser. You try to hope for the best, things going to work out and all that. Got some great traits, optimistic and all that. But I'll tell you, when somebody has an addiction, they need to be in a program that mm-hmm. keeps them moving forward. And when the evidence all around you is that there's a lot of problems here with people around this human being, let's get some help
right.
for that person.
Well, the addiction circumvents everything else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, say that it's a wake-up call. It's like the wake-up call I got when we were in a group and I said, I'm here because my son has a problem and this kid across from me, 20-year-old kid, almost came off his chair. He said, that's what my dad said when he first came. He said, you're going to find out you're here because you got a problem. And he was right. Until I dealt with my problem, nothing was going to happen with my son.
That's right. It's true. All of us, we've all got to deal with whatever it is we have to deal with, no matter who is.
Sometimes it's getting out of the way, right?
Yeah,
it is. All right, well, let's go over here to Vicki, Atlanta, Georgia. WNIV is the wonderful station that she listens to. Hi there. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing all right. How could we help?
So, we are a blended family, married with seven children.
Okay.
And one of our children, who he's great, but he's 16, and he doesn't seem to make the best decisions, like what I would call common sense decisions. And last night, my husband and I, we ran out the house, you know, to go run an errand and to pick up our daughter from work. And it was probably almost 8 o'clock in the evening. And we also have a 5-year-old. So it was just the 16-year-old and the 5-year-old at home. And we asked the 16-year-old, please put them down to bed at 8:30. And when we got back home, it was about 9:30. And when we got there, we pulled up. We noticed that the garage door was open. And so my husband thought, well, that's odd because I made sure that I closed it before I left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my son, my 16-year-old was walking the dog. And I totally freaked out because when he finally comes strolling back up the street and down the driveway, you know, I asked him, I said, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm walking the dog. I said, why are you walking the dog? And he said, well, because it's 9:30. And I said, yeah, but your brother is in the house alone. And he goes, and he had nothing to say. And so it was a very upsetting evening. Crying, I went to bed. And then the next morning I took him to school and I just asked him, I said, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? I said, what if someone would have gotten into the house? I said, you left the garage open. He, you know, what if he got up in the middle of sleeping and wandered out? Like, you were walking. He said, well, I didn't think anything. He was like, I looked up. It was 9:30. So I normally walk the dog at 9:30. So I went and I walked the dog.
All right. Well, that must have been terrifying to you to entrust him.
Oh, my. I lost it.
Okay. So what would the question be for us?
I feel like as a parent, maybe I haven't done something right with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm getting emotional because he struggles. He struggles with making what I would consider just normal decision-making, you know, just normal stuff that seems like a no-brainer to me, he just doesn't ever really do.
Right. So
I watch my other kids who are able to and not him.
Are your other kids boys?
We have 6 boys and 1 girl.
Oh, 6 boys and 1 girl. Okay.
What are their ages?
They range from 19, then we have 18, 17, this one is 16, we have a 13, an 11, and a 5-year-old.
Okay. So you're saying that the others at 16, they were making really good choices and were responsible, is that right?
Yeah, I would say so, yes, sir.
Because it seems to me that something does happen at age 16 with a lot of young men, especially. But Jill, you want to talk about this, and Dave, and let's see what we can do to help.
Well, I don't think it's a deficit that you have to worry about. I think it has to do with personality, probably. There are some personalities that are just somewhat oblivious to what's going on around them because they're into their own world.
That's what you told me this morning.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing anything.
this became a teachable opportunity to teach him to pay attention to more than one.
He's a switch kid. So I know he wasn't doing anything malicious.
No, he was just oblivious to it.
No, and
it's almost like he forgot that he was babysitting, and he was so programmed, you know, to be responsible with the dog.
And I think Dave has probably nailed it here, that it's a different personality than these other kids. We'll be back.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Everyman's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Everyman's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Everyman's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're glad you're with us here on New Life. And a couple more comments anybody wants to make here about 16-year-olds and Vicky and all that she's having to go through with a 16-year-old boy.
Go ahead.
Well, let me just say something first before you say, Dave, because we were saying, you know, some of this is typical 16-year-old, you know, because of the hormones, and they're not known generally for making the best decisions. But that being said, you have six boys, and it sounds like this is the standout. And so, Dave, you were...
Well, I would affirm him for being responsible and taking the dog for a walk at 9:30. That's really a plus. But I would use it as a teachable moment instead of panicking. Mm-hmm. After I check and make sure everything's okay, I'd say that we need to talk about what you didn't do that you need to learn to do, and which is to consider the environment or the situation in which you're in, that you don't leave your brother or your sister unexposed or exposed to possible harm. And you do more than one thing at a time.
Right. And I wouldn't see this as a parenting failure. I would see this as just differences between your kids. And you're right. This one is just not clued into the environment. He kind of is, you know, singular in his focus.
But
he is responsible. So it's
it's
how to then consider all the variables.
Well, I think there are four words. Go ahead.
I was just saying that I think just my concern is it something that I can teach him? Because
it's a teachable moment. It's an opportunity.
So I'm going to give you four words that might change his life, if he could remember to say these four words. And it's four words I taught myself. I'm self-taught on these four words. What am I forgetting? So he said, oh, 9:30, need to walk that dog. And then he goes, wait, before I leave, I have learned to say, what am I forgiving? Oh, that's right. My little brother's here. And if I leave with this dog, somebody could come into that. So I just think it's one of the simplest things to try to drive into his brain before he leaves the house or school or the car or makes a choice. What am I forgetting to deal with? And then the other thing is you really want to applaud him for anything that he does that's responsible. And anytime he makes a good decision, be sure you go overboard to let him know that there are, because I was saying this to Jill and Dave, that there are a lot of parents that they wish that the worst thing that ever happened was that their 16-year-old walked the dog and left the child right. alone for a few minutes, because 16-year-olds just have an amazing ability to get in trouble. So don't be upset, think he's going to prison or something like that. Just, you know, get dad and you come alongside him, praise him, give him those four words. Jill, well, final word with you.
Well, let me just say, because Vicki, there is hope, because I have a child like this. I have a highly creative ADHD kid, and there have been times when I thought he was either going to burn the house down or flood us out, because the garden hose would be left on for 5 hours or the gas stove would be left on. And we no longer have those problems. So there is hope, I promise you.
Yeah, when they switch to electricity, it just changed everything. And so you, too, might need to do that.
He's not allowed to touch water, either. Yeah.
Well, the chuckle you heard there in the background was a new chuckle. It is Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, talk to us.
Hey, Steve.
Here we are. It is October, and we're starting a new month.
Yes.
Let's encourage
and
people.
I'm praying that this month will be the best yet, because we've had some that weren't the best yet. And I always like to help by sharing folks why we ask them to support us and to give to us financially. And weekend before last, we had a workshop, and a gentleman that left there, he gave us his closing thoughts. And I want to read this to you, because it was pretty powerful. He said, before this weekend, I was struggling with showing my wife I understood her feelings and her pain with emotional expressions of my own. I was struggling with really listening to my wife and hearing her heart and hurts, and I struggled with recognizing that I had feelings and not knowing how to handle them. What I learned this weekend is I need to hear my wife's heart and show that I understand her. I need to be more attentive to her needs for connection, comfort. I need to validate her as a person and to let her know how important she is to me. I leave here with a desire for a God-honoring, Christ-centered, fulfilling marriage for my wife and I, tools to become us. And if you're considering this event, I'd say broken can be fixed, bad can be made better, better made best, and best can always be improved on. But it's going to take a want to and time and effort. This can be a life and marriage changing start in that direction.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful?
That's very
amazing. And I would just say to any woman, if you don't want your husband to want to hear your heart, keep him away from this. You guys don't go, but really, what is so phenomenal is in the group, you know, they hear the speaker, but then they go to a group, and another man that they've never met before might say something like, buddy, I think you're missing your wife's heart there. You need to do something about that.
Steve,
and it changes everything.
There was, we were told by a counselor that in one of her group, there was a man that did not want to be drawn out. He came there not really knowing what to do, never expressed himself, just sitting there. And another man in the group was the one that drew him out. Mm-hmm. The counselor says, she said, I didn't have to. This one gentleman just kept saying, well, what do you think, so-and-so? And he would draw him out.
That's the power of a group.
Yeah, it was really moving. So anyway, that's why we seek your support. And we seek your support in a one-time gift or as a joining our Club New Life. And Club New Life is so important because we need to increase how much comes in from the automatically through the credit cards and the ACH, so that we have a sustaining amount that would help us from having to come on radio and spend time away from a caller to ask for your support. We have gained on the monthly amount quite a bit this year, and we need to keep it going to where we get to the level that we need to be. So if you could join Club New Life, if you could call up and just say, I'm in, $30 a month or more, we'll give you a thumb drive with 71 great teachings on it from all of our radio hosts and from Steve and a couple of guests. You get the video, Club New Life video library, just for joining. That will be available to you, and we add to that every week. And I didn't look at this week's ad. Last week's add-on was Milan Jurkovic did a series, and I just left me what it was. It was on
Recycled Pain.
Yes, Recycled Pain. Thank you, Dave. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we need your help. You will help people when you make a gift. You make a difference. Thank you.
1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. And if you want to join us on this next program, 1-800-229-3000. Be here for another couple of hours. 1-800-229-3000. We would love to have you. How about we go over here and talk with Cammy, Cincinnati, Ohio, WCVX. Hi.
Hello.
There. How you doing? Hi. How's it going?
Hello.
Hi, Cammy. How's it going?
Good, but you sound really far away and really quiet. Let me turn my phone up here. Maybe it's my phone.
Could be, because rarely does anybody ever say I'm quiet.
Yes, yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. So how can we help you?
Okay, I can't hear you very well, but I can always hear what you said on October 2nd when it's going to play. Maybe it'll get louder. How do you know when your mother is a narcissist?
Okay. How about you tell us why you think she's a narcissist?
Well, I'm almost 50, and like you see, the people pleasing, everything will be okay. That's not really what she meant. Oh, no, I took that wrong. I've just done that for so many years, but actually that's how she's trained me to be. But anyways, I got saved in my 20s, and then my sister killed herself, and my mom got saved. So I did see a little bit of a change. This was over 10 years ago. But when I get together with her, there's just this very selfish, kind of emotionally abusive. It's like borderline of, why did she just say that? That hurts, but I know I'm not supposed to say anything. And it can just be about, like, me not working out the last couple years and the weight and things. She just, a good example, we went to a store. There was one thing that was left. I found it. We were apart from each other shopping. And I carried it for a few minutes and thought, are you going to get it? Are you going to get it? And I'm like, yeah, I am going to buy it. And I felt a peace, and I was happy and felt blessed. So when I found her, I showed it to her. And she was like, well, I want that. And I said, no, Mom, I'm going to get it. I said, there's only one. I feel blessed.
All right. Hold on. We're going to help you right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Orange County, California, Saturday, October 6th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. So Cammie wants to know if mom's a narcissist. Dave, Jill, who wants to start us off here? We talked about it at the break.
Well, I'm not sure that there's any value in deciding whether she is or isn't. She's certainly self-centered and self-absorbed, and that may be partly something that she's struggled with all her life, and it gets worse as she gets older because she's up there in the years and it's more established as a pattern of behavior. And there's not much you can do about it except to know that it's there, know that it's going to happen, and kind of laugh about it.
What about the emotional, like the emotional and the mental abuse?
Well, tell me about your sister's suicide. You just kind of acted like that was just something that happened. What was that all about?
Well, I got over it. I mean, it was over 10 years ago. God really just helped me get through that, and I've grieved it, and I fully believe I will see her in heaven again. And so I've come to peace at that in my mind.
What was going on that she when she did that, and how did your mom react to it?
She blamed it on my sister's husband, and she still does today. And she says that she had a heart condition, she did. But it was suicide. 2 weeks before she killed herself, she told me that she wanted to. And I invited her to church and said, "You've given everything else a shot. Why not give God a try? I'll come pick you up. And if we can sit in the back and you can wear jeans. And if you don't like it, let me know at any moment and we can leave. And please, at least you're talking this stuff that you're saying. It's scaring me. At least give church and God a try, at least." And then I went to pick her up that Sunday, and her husband said, "I'm not going. I don't want to go. And because I'm not going, she don't want to go." And then that week, she killed herself. But my mom blames him, the husband, and says that he is the huge reason of why Candy did what she did. And you can't talk about this stuff with her.
With your mom.
She's very, very upset, very angry.
So she doesn't deal with things. Your mom. She just blames and kind of dumps.
The way she says it is the way it is, the way it's going to go.
So, Cammie,
Cammie, we're almost out of time, so I want Cammie, Jill to help you here.
I think what you have to do, you know what, we can learn from our parents' good example, and we can learn from their bad example. And I think you have to use some things about your mom to learn what not to do and how not to be. And your mom's way of coping has been to become really self-absorbed, and nothing's her fault, and everything gets pushed away. And she doesn't really see, it sounds like, you or other people, other than you being kind of an extension of serving her, perhaps. You know, for example, the thing, you know, oh, you have this? No, I want it. You should give this to me, right? So for you, and it sounds like you're already doing this, you're having to establish who you are apart from mom and not look for recognition, praise, you know, approval from her. I mean, you're in your 50s now. That needs to come from other places. And so it's important, too, that, you know, you set these boundaries with your mom. You learn what you can count on and what you can't count on, and then you adjust your life accordingly.
Yeah. So I think a real, real key here, move beyond the label. You try to connect with her heart. Realize that this is who she is, and not a very emotionally intelligent person, not a connecting person. You can be a ministering force in her life. Just don't get sucked into, you know, who she is, what she does, and all of that.
But, right, and don't accept the abuse.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do that. All right, really glad you called. I'm going to send you a copy of Understanding and Loving a Person Who Has This Narcissistic Personality Disorder. I hope it'll help you, but again, let's get past that label. I want to ask everybody that's wanting to talk, we're going to be here another couple hours, 1-800-229-3000. But especially am I, somebody told me that Cosby thing I was saying, I don't even know what he was sentenced to, 3 to 10 years on one case alone. I mean, think about just every man's battle can change everything. And maybe that'll never be you, but maybe someone you love could end up in that kind of trouble or less. But whatever it is, when people go to every man's battle, they find a band of brothers there that fight with them, that champion them, and things get better. And that's what we want for you. So would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, I need to get my husband in there, give me the information, or you go do it yourself. What a great thing. What a great gift to get that done. It's this Friday. Saturday, Life Recovery Conference there in Southern California. Really want to help a lot of folks there. And maybe somebody you know hasn't been going to AA meetings. They got a lot of excuses for that. And say, hey, why don't you go to this thing and just see how great 12-step recovery really can be. Because it can really be great. And one of the greatest gifts you can give somebody is this Life Recovery Bible. We talked about this prison fellowship partnership that's going on with Life Recovery Bible. People get free when they use the Life Recovery Bible. So call us and we can get you one of those. A gift of any amount, we'll send you 6 things that every relationship needs, I think. That's not true. It's change your thoughts, change your life. Dave, please forgive me for that because...
that's all right. You know, I'm delighted you're using it.
The Bible does tell us you could transform your life by changing the way that you think, Romans 12:2. People say, wow, that just seems so simple. I think it's almost impossible to change the way you think, and Dave helps you do it.
It's through meditation on the Scripture.
Yeah. Yes. So call us. Gift of any amount, I'll send that to you. And then a gift of to join Club New Life at $30 a month. Well, thank you in a big way. Video library. We're adding to it all the time. 71 of the best teachings on a thumb drive. We'll send that to you. Just our way of saying thank you. The best thing that we do are these workshops. And I really believe that that's what we are called to do. I feel like when psychiatric treatment was available for so many people that, you know, we had 32 different programs around the country. And I feel like God was really using us then. And now I think that we're treating some of the same things, but far beyond those things. Because you can't go to a psych hospital and say, here, help our marriage. So we're getting to do that in a way that I've never seen anything like it. Some people say, oh, that must be like a nice little workshop thing. No, you do the work, and that's why the results are so fantastic. In addition to all that we do, in March, you know, we're going to go to Israel. And we would sure love for you to come and be part of that. New Life Trip's really, really special time. Also, Restore, that's in November. And if you've ever been hurt by a man that has a sexual integrity problem, that's the place to be. I mean, it changes everything. So you have to call us, though. We know that sometimes a phone can weigh about 200 pounds. But when you pick it up and you make the call, you feel so much better about yourself. And what we love doing is helping people that maybe the rough past, whatever, they do things to try to feel good. But we help you do things that will help you feel good about yourself forever. That's the goal. So call us, 1-800-NEWLIFE. We love you, care about you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-229-3000 for the next program.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.